就小朋友预备下去，他人角色，我们预备来读今天的经文。While the children are ready to go down, so let's prepare to read the scripture today. Today's scripture is from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1 to 14. 我们今天要念的经文是从马太福音22章第1到14节。我们好不好？我们一起站立来读今天的经文。我们同声来一念。耶稣要用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个人王为他儿子摆设许多的筵席，就打发仆人去请那些被召的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王要打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被召的人，我的筵席已经预备好了，牛和肥猪已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不理就都走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，消灭他们的城。 Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. So the servants went into the street and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man that was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend? The man was speechless. Then the king told his attendants, tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen. 好，我们请坐，我们把时间交给牧师。
大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we begin, let us pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，我们能够来到你面前去敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace so that we can come before you to worship you.
求主通过今天的这个故事，能够鼓励我们去寻找神。
We ask you to encourage us to seek you through today's story.
帮助我们会把握这个机会去相信这个福音。
And help us to seize the opportunity.To believe in the gospel.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
今天的这个故事的来龙去脉呢，必须要从21章开始讲起。
So for today's story, we need to start from chapter 21.
耶稣呢，在到二十一章的时候，他已经传道三年了。
So, till chapter 21, and Jesus has already preached the gospel for 3 years.
那么耶稣一直呢，就告诉群众，就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So Jesus kept teaching the crowds that and reminded them that the kingdom is near, and you shall repent.
那么耶稣也用了不同的神迹去证明呢，他是真的从神而来的。
And also Jesus proved that he came from God through numerous wonders.
那么，但是你会发觉呢，在福音书里面呢，一直以来呢，耶稣是很低调的。
But you can see that in the book of Gospels, Jesus had been keeping a low profile.
但是呢，到二十一章的时候呢，耶稣就坐驴去凯旋进入耶路撒冷。
But in chapter 21, he entered Jerusalem riding a donkey.
那么就宣布了，他就是天国的王，是旧约所预言的这个救主弥赛亚，还有就是我们所敬拜的耶和华。
And he declared that he was the king of the kingdom, and he was the Messiah that prophesied by the Old Testament, that the Savior who would save men from their sins.
那么呢，群众见到耶稣的时候呢，就赞美神，就是欢迎耶稣。
So the crowd saw him and they shouted and then welcomed him.
那第二天呢，耶稣就洁净圣殿。
So the second day, Jesus cleansed the temple.
把这些买卖东西的人呢，从圣殿的院子里面赶出去。
He drove away all those who were buying and selling in the temple court.
那圣殿一直以来呢，是这些宗教领袖所管理的。
So the temple was actually maintained and by the religious leaders.
他们因为耶稣做了这个事情呢，就很生气。
And they were very angry because of what Jesus had done.
那么就问耶稣，你凭什么权柄去做这些事情呢？
So they questioned Jesus, by what authority are you doing these things?
那么耶稣就回答他，基本上他们说，是使约翰凭什么权柄呢？我就是凭什么权柄。
So Jesus responded that, by what authority that John the Baptist did, I'm doing the same. I'm doing these things by the same authority.
那当时的宗教领袖他们因为群众的压力呢，就没有出声了。
So the religious leaders did not respond. They were speechless because they were afraid of the pressure from the crowd.
但是耶稣呢，却把握这个机会呢，讲了三个比喻去提醒他们。
But Jesus took the opportunity and told three parables to remind them.
第一个比喻呢，就是两个儿子的比喻。
The first one was about the two sons.
这个父亲呢，叫大的儿子去做一个事情，这个大儿子说，我不去。
So the father asked the elder son to do something and the son responded and said no.
但是他后来后悔了，他就去做了。
But then later, the son changed his mind and he went and did what the father asked him to do.
后来这个小儿子呢，爸爸又要求同一样东西在小儿子的身上。
So then the father asked the younger son to do the same thing.
这个小儿子一口就说我要去做。
And the younger son just responded, yes, I would.
但是他一直其实他没有去做。
But then he never did.
所以耶稣最后就警告这些宗教领袖说。
So here Jesus warned the religious leaders.
他们说你们的口头上面的顺服，比不上这些悔改的娼妓。
That your verbal obedience was not comparable to those prostitutes who repented.
第二个比喻呢，是这个恶缘户的比喻。
The second parable was about these vicious tenants.
那这些缘户呢，他为了不要交租给这个主人。
So these tenants, for the sake of not paying rent to the master,
他连这个主人的儿子也杀死。
They killed the son of the master.
耶稣用这个比喻提醒这些宗教领袖。
So here Jesus used this parable to remind the religious leaders.
凡不结出这个悔改的果子的人呢，他最后会被取代。
So all those who do not bear the fruits of repentance will be eventually replaced.
凡拒绝耶稣的人，最后会被神拒绝。
All those who refused Jesus will eventually be refused by God.
那今天呢是第三个比喻。
Today, we're talking about the third parable.
就是娶亲的筵席的比喻。
So this is a parable of a wedding banquet.
那这个比喻里面呢，耶稣是提醒我们，你不看重、你不尊重神邀请的后果。
So this parable reminds us of the consequences.Of not honoring God's invitation.
那这个比喻的开始的时候呢，就是说天国好比一个王为他的儿子摆设娶亲的筵席。
So this parable begins with talking about the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son.
但后来呢，这个王打发仆人呢去叫这些就是客人来的时候呢，这些人却不肯来。
But then when the king sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come.
那换句话说啊，这些客人呢，是我们说是放鸽子的人。
So in another word, these guests were like those people who send out pigeons.
这个不是你们中国人所常用的一句话吗？就是你承诺要来的，但是你最后没有来。
So these are the people who promised they would attend, but in the end they did not attend.
那么呢，这个王呢，其实你会看见呢，他很出奇的仁慈的。
So here you can see the king was exceptionally kind.
三催四请呢，派仆人呢去接他的仆人。
So he repeatedly sent his servants to invite the guests.
那第四节里面呢，他这些仆人就说，这个筵食已经预备好了。
So in the verse 4, it says the banquet is ready.
其实筵食这个字啊，是早餐的意思。
So here the banquet is actually meaning the breakfast.
那因为呢，从前呢，这些结婚的筵席是七天的。
Because back then the wedding banquet would last for 7 days.
所以呢，第四节的意思就是说，第一顿饭都已经预备好了。
So what the verse 4 says was, the first meal was ready.
你们没有需要再等的，你来的时候这个筵席就马上开始了。
So you did not have to wait when you came and the wedding would start right away.
但是呢，这些客人呢，却用不同的借口去拒绝。
But here the guests refused the invitation using all kinds of excuses.
第一种客人呢，这些人就不理就走了，一个到自己的田里，一个做买卖去了。
So there is this first kind of guests that they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business.
第二类的客人呢，他就拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
So there's also the second kind of guests. They seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them.
那最后，阿摩这个皇就大怒，发兵除灭这些凶手，消灭他们的城。
So as a result, the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city.
所以当我们看这个故事的时候呢，我们就会问一个问题。
So here, when we read this story, we'll ask a question.
为什么其实客人会不理会这个邀请的呢？
So why did the guests ignored the invitation?
我想第一个原因就是他们没有意识到这个筵食的重要。
So the first reason, maybe they did not realize the importance of the banquet.
那耶稣讲这个故事的时候，在他在第二节已经告诉我们呢，这个筵席就是代表天国的来临。
So in verse 2, Jesus already told us that the banquet represented the coming of the kingdom.
以赛亚书25章里面呢，也曾经这样子预言说，在这山上，万军之耶和华必会万民用肥甘，设摆筵席，用陈酒和满水的肥甘，还清净的陈酒摆设筵席。
So, chapter 25 of the book of Isaiah, it also says that on this mountain the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines.
后来呢，他以赛也预言了，这个筵食其实就是讲到我们的咒恩。
So, Isaiah also prophesied that this banquet is our salvation.
他会吞灭死亡，擦干人的眼泪， 还要除了我们的受辱。
It would overcome death, wipe off our tears, and remove our humiliations.
很多人他们没有意识得到了救恩的重要。
Many people do not realize the importance of salvation.
因为他们不知道地狱的痛苦。
Because they don't know about the suffering in hell.
地狱的痛苦我形容是一种求死不能的痛苦。
The suffering in hell is like the suffering that you want to die but you can't.
也就是说在地狱的人呢他们不能用死去解脱他们的痛苦。
And that is to say that the people in hell cannot escape the suffering by death.
因为他们已经死了。
Because they are already dead.
进地狱的人是永永远远在这个痛苦里。
So people in hell are forever in there.
只有这个我们刚刚说的这个筵席就是这个咒恩。能够把这个死亡吞灭。
So only the banquet, this is our salvation that can overcome the death, overcome death.
它会擦干人的眼泪。
It can wipe off people's tears.
它会垂掉我们的羞辱。
And it can remove our humiliations.
所以我们千万不要忽略神的这个咒恩。
So never, never ignore this salvation from God.
客人不理会这个邀请的第二个原因呢，他们就是没有郑重这个被邀请的优待。
So the second reason that the guests did not they did not pay attention to the invitation was they didn't treasure the privilege of the invitation.
你知道呢，换你的名单呢是一个很大的学问。
So you know the wedding putting together a wedding invitation.List is a very complex undertaking.
不是随随便便的。
It's not something you just casually put together.
好像呢，今年五月，英国的王子，哈利王子结婚呢，他的结婚名单就成为新闻的一个大题目了。
So like this year, Prince Harry of England got married, and his wedding invitation.List was of the hot topic of in the news.
你知道第一个人家提出来就是美国总统 Trump 不在名单之上。
So the first response from people was President Trump was not on the invitation list.
但是呢，有一个美国人呢，他叫 Mrs. Diane Hosford 呢，他却给人邀请，就被邀请进去哦。
But Mrs. Diana Hosford was invited.
那她其实呢不是什么出名的人。
So she's not a celebrity or from a noble family.
她是一个组织叫 TAPS 的副组织，副主席。
But rather she's the vice chair of the TAPS. This is an organization.
这个机构呢是帮助这些打仗的军人呢，他们变成残废了以后，他帮助他们。
So this is an organization that helps the injured veterans.
这个也是亨利王子大力推动的一个机构。
And this is one of the organizations that advocated by Prince Harry.
所以呢，他给ABC 电视台访问的时候呢，他就说：“哎，这是真是无限的光荣，可以去啊。”
So when during the interview, Mrs. Hosford described the invitation as the highest honor.
同样在这个比喻里面呢，这些客人能够被王去邀请，是一个很大的优待。
So similarly here in this parable, that the guest who could be who received invitation from the king was actually a great honor.
其实在这个故事里面呢，这些客人就是这些以色列人。
So in this story, these guests were the Jews.
以色列人呢，得到神的特别的优待。
So these are the Israelites, and they they were favorably treated by God.
因为呢，他们拥有旧约圣经。
Because they had Old Testament.
圣经就是神的话。
And the Bible was God's the Bible is God's word.
所以他知道谁是真神。
And they knew who the true God is.
也知道神的救恩。
They also knew about God's salvation.
但是他们却没有宝贵这个优待。
But they did not treasure such a favorable treatment.
甚至呢，他拒绝神的邀请。
And they even declined God's invitation.
就好像呢，这些客人一样啊，就是他口头承诺要去这个筵席，但是他们没有出席。
So these guests, they just verbally accepted the invitation, but they did not attend.
也好像之前的比喻里面这个小儿子。只是一个口头上面的顺服。
And this is similar to the previous parable where the younger son obeyed verbally but did not act out.
你有没有珍重神给你的优待呢？
So do you treasure the treatment that God gave you?
我们有些人呢，从小在教会长大。
And some of us, we grew up in the church.
你有很多的机会去认识这位真神。
And you had many opportunities to know God.
你听过福音无数次。
And you also heard of gospels many times.
你知道耶稣为人的罪钉死在十字架上面。
You know that Jesus was nailed on the cross for man's sins.
你知道耶稣三天后复活。
And you know he rose from death 3 days later.
你甚至知道人只要相信耶稣成为他的救主就可以得到永生。
And you also know that as long as you believe Jesus as your Savior, you can have eternal life.
但是你有没有把握这个优待去相信耶稣悔改？
But have you seized this opportunity and treasure this treatment and to repent?
悔改不是每一个礼拜来教会。
Repent is not just coming to church every week.
你看这些犹太人，他们不缺少这些宗教的活动。
So take a look at these Jews. They were not lack of any religious activities.
但是耶稣警告他们。
But Jesus warned them.
你们的宗教活动就是好像一个口头上面的顺服。
That their religious activities were just like the verbal obedience.
耶稣要求他们有真正的悔改。
And Jesus required them to truly repent.
圣经里面的悔改就是转离罪转向神。
So in Bible, here repentis really to turn away from sin and turn toward God.
一方面你恨恶罪。
On the one hand, we abhor sins.
所以你就会转离罪。
So we will turn away from sins.
但是另一方面你会寻求耶稣来救你。
But on the other hand, we will seek God's, Jesus' help.
因为你知道你救不了自己。
Because we know we cannot save ourselves.
所以我们就转向神。
So we turn toward God.
客人不理会邀请的第三个原因呢，就是他们没有想过拒绝的后果。
So the third reason that the guests the guests declined the invitation was that they did not foresee the consequence of the decline.
那如果你记得呢，第二个比喻跟第三个比喻里面呢，其实它有一个共同点。
So if you remember the second parable and the third parable, they shared a common theme.
就是这些恶人呢，会把这些派来的仆人呢打死的。
So that is all these vicious people, they killed the servants sent by the king.
但是第三个比喻，我们今天看这个比喻里面多了一批人。
But in the third parable, we saw there is one more group of people.
其实他们不是这些很恶毒的这些人。
But these people were not those bad people.
因为他没有把这些仆人打死了。
Because they did not kill the servants.
他只是当王派他的仆人来的时候呢，他就是很冷淡。
They only showed very indifferently to the servants' invitation.
但是你会发觉哦，这个故事的结局的时候，无论你是很冷淡的人，或者你是很 恶毒的人，你的下场都是一样。
But you will see from these stories that in the end, it didn't matter whether they were vicious guests or they were indifferent guests. Their end was the same.
他们都是完全被毁灭。
They were all in the end were destroyed.
有些人呢，他以为呢，神不会判他下地狱。
Some people believe that God would not sentence them to hell.
他告诉自己，我都没有反对基督教。
Because they tell themselves that I'm not against Christian.
我也不是就是好像回教的恐怖分子把基督徒打死，我都没有这样子做。
And I'm not like those Islamic terrorists who killed Christians.
我只是工作繁忙。
I'm only very busy with my work.
没有时间来教会。
And have no time to go to church.
人家问我要不要信耶稣。
When people ask me whether I want to believe in Jesus,
我就说退休以后才讲呢。
And I will say, I'll think about it when I retire.
但是这个比喻警告只是懒惰的人。
But this parable warns those indifferent people.
拒绝福音的结局就是灭亡。
That the consequence of declining the gospel is death.
因为被王邀请是一个极大的荣耀。
Because being invited by the king is the ultimate honor.
但是当你拒绝这个邀请的时候呢，是对对方一个极大的一个侮辱。
But when you decline the invitation, this is a great insult to the others, to the inviter.
我们都知道呢，我的美国总统呢有一个习惯。
So we all know that the American presidents have this tradition.
就是呢，他们会邀请呢这些职业球队啊的总冠军呢来白宫。
So that is, they would invite the championship team of these professional ball players.
就会恭喜他们嘛。
They would invite them to the White House and congratulate them.
但是呢，今年六月，就是上个月呢，我们的Trump 总统呢，突然间的取消了邀请这个 Philadelphia Eagles 来了。
So this year in June, President Trump just suddenly announced the cancellation of this invitation of Philadelphia Eagle to the White House.
因为他们这个球队大部分人他说我不要了。
Because most of the team players of this of Philadelphia Eagles refused to attend this, refused to come to this invitation.
那么这个礼拜呢，也是我们职业篮球队 NBA 的最后决赛周最后一周。
So this week is also the NBA final playoff week.
那么那个 LeBron James 他就讲了，无论是我们赢，就是这个，就是这个。Cavalier 赢，或者就是 Warrior 这队赢，我们两队都不会去你总统邀请。
So LeBron James said, it doesn't matter which team win, whether it's the Cavalier or the Warriors, none of us will accept the invitation. We won't go to White House.
那这些人呢，他就是用拒绝邀请来公开的收入。这个我们的总统 Trump.
So these people just wanted to publicly humiliate President Trump through this declining their Trump's invitation.
他要全国人知道我们讨厌 Trump 做我们的总统。
Because they want the whole country know that they dislike Trump to be their president.
拒绝神的邀请呢，他最后的后果就是灭亡。
So the consequence of declining God's invitation is destruction.
但是你要知道哦，你在拒绝这个过程里面呢，神会收回他的恩典。
But you should know that during the process of declining God, God will withdraw His grace.
如果一个人经常啊，对福音是很懒惰的。
So if someone who often shows who behaves very indifferently to gospel,
那么神会把这个听福音的诱带拿掉、哦、
And God will take away this treatment to treatment of allowing the people to hear the gospel.
把这个诱带给别人。
And transfer this treatment to others.
这个就是第八节开始的重点。
And this is the important point of the verse 8.
于是呢对仆人说使盐已经预备齐备只是叫所叫的人不配所以你们往盘路口上去凡遇见的人都叫来赴席。
So verse 8 says, Then he said to his servants, The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.
那如果你一直有留意马太福音的发展的时候
So if you pay attention to the development of the book of Matthew,
耶稣在第十章差派十二个门徒去传福音的时候他说你们只去以色列的迷羊当中。
So in chapter 10, when Jesus sent his disciples to spread the gospel, and he asked the disciples to go to those Israel families with lost sheep.
不要去外邦人的地方。
And they did not need to go to the Gentile.
但是以色列人一直拒绝耶稣的时候，这个比喻就暗示，这个诱带会从你们以色列人当中拿走。给其他人。
But when the Israelites continually refused Jesus, here this parable implied that the opportunity of hearing the gospel would be removed from them and gave it to the Gentiles.
因为以色列人不配。
Because the Israelites did not deserve it.
这个就好像呢，保罗向以色列人传福音的时候曾经讲这句话。
So this is just like what Paul said when he preached the gospel to the Israelites.
他说上帝的道先讲给你们就是这些以色列人听呢原是应当的只是因你们弃绝了这道断定自己不配得永生我们就讲向外邦人去。
So Paul said, we had to speak the word of God to you first, since you rejected and did not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles.
那所以呢，你会发觉，既然是剪纸的时候呢，这个比喻的下半部呢，其实是对我们召回时代的人去讲。
So here you see, as a result, the second half of this parable is really talking to the people of today.
第十节里面呢，就讲到，其实仆人出去到道路上，凡遇见的，无论是善恶，都叫聚来了，筵席就坐满了客。
So verse 10 says, So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests.
这节圣经指出了，无论你是善恶，只要你接受邀请，你就能出席这个筵席。
So this verse points out that it doesn't matter if you're good or bad, as long as you accept the invitation, you can come to the king's banquet.
因为你进这个筵席呢，不是靠自己的行为，是靠王的恩典。
Because to attend this banquet is not based on your own work, it's based on king's grace.
这个就是我们很熟悉的一段话，讲到我们你们得救是本福恩也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐，也不是出于人的行为，免得人自夸。
So this is very similar to the verse that we are very familiar with. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
那但这个比喻呢？它有一个意料不到的结局。
But there's an unexpected ending of this parable.
就是在十一节里面呢，王进去去观看这些宾客的时候，见到有一个人没有穿礼服的，就对他说：“朋友， 你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？这人无言可答。
So, here, when the king came in, when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed the man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. So he asked, "How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?" The man was speechless.
那这个没有穿礼服的人是谁呢？
So who is this guest without wedding clothes?
而且呢，以下的一个历史记载呢，可以帮助我们了解。
So the following historical documentation could help us understand this parable.
那从前的皇帝啊，如果邀请人来参加的宴席的时候。
So back then, when kings invited people to attend their banquets,
王会为参加的人预备这个礼服。
So the king would provide the banquet clothes for the invitees.
所以所有，换句话说，在这个故事里面。所有接受仆人邀请的客人应该都有一件礼服了。
So here, for all the people who accepted the invitation and came to the banquet, they should all had a wedding clothes on.
嗯，但是这个人没有穿礼服。
But this person had no wedding clothes.
证明呢，他没有接受仆人的邀请。
So this proved that he did not.Have invitation from the servant.
是自己摸进来的。
And he just went there by himself.
换句话说，这个没有穿礼服的人呢，就想靠自己的方法进入神的筵席。
So in another word, that this person without wedding clothes, he wanted to attend God's banquet, just by his own method.
这个就是呢，不理会邀请的最后一个原因。
So this is the last reason of why the guests did not pay attention to the invitation.
因为他想靠自己的方法进入神的筵席。
Because they wanted to rely on their own method to enter the banquet.
在暑期圣经营的时候呢，我都会问这些小朋友一个问题。
So during the summer Bible camp,I asked all the children the same question.
如果你今天离开世界，你会去哪里呢？
So if you were to leave the world today, where would you go?
大部分小孩都会说上天堂。
And most children would reply, go to heaven.
我就会问他为什么？
So I asked them why.
那其中有一个小孩呢，他就坚持回答。
So one of the children replied like this.
他说，因为做好事的人就上天堂，做坏事的人就下地狱。
Because the people who do good things will go to heaven, and people who do bad things will go to hell.
那这个小孩，我之前已经跟他谈过另外的事情。
So before these questions, I talked with this child some other things.
他也告诉我他在家里面也做坏事的。
He told me that he sometimes did bad things at home.
比方说不听父母的话。
For example, like did not listen to the parents.
所以我就问他，你不是承认你自己做过坏事的吗？
So I asked him, didn't you admit that you also did bad things?
那么做坏事的人就应当下地狱啊。
So if the people who do bad things would go to hell,
那为什么你说你可以上天堂呢？
But why can you go to heaven?
那么他就回答说，因为我做好事比我做坏事多了。
So he replied, because I did, I do more good things than bad things.
很多人相信这个答案。
So many people believe in this kind of answer.
但是我告诉你，这个答案如果你用在今天的法庭里面，他们也不会接受。
But I tell you that this kind of answer, even in today's court, would not be accepted.
你下一次开车敲书的时候拿了高票。
So next time, if you got a speeding ticket and have to go to court,
你试试看在法官面前坚持辩护。
And you try to defend yourself in front of the judge.
我做好事比我做坏事多。
I've done many good things, I've more good things than bad things.
所以我不应该受罚。
So I should not be punished.
我虽然敲书，
even though I was speeding.
但是我平常做很多好事的。
But I've done many, many good things.
我帮老人家过马路。
For example, I help the old people cross the street.
我不杀生。
I don't kill.
Okay, 其他。
Etc.
你看你这样子讲，你这个法官会有什么反应呢？
So if you respond like this, what do you think the judge will respond?
如果功过可以相抵的时候。
If the good things can cancel the bad things,
那么贪官也可以上天堂。
Even the corrupted officials can go to heaven.
但是的确贪官是有机会可以上天堂。
But indeed the corrupted officials do have opportunity to go to heaven.
他不是靠功过相抵。
But this is not relying on having the good deeds cancel the bad deeds.
是靠耶稣代替我们死在十字架上。
And that is because that Jesus died for us on the cross.
这个比喻提醒我们。
This parable reminds us.
人进神的国，你不能靠自己的行为。
So for people to enter into God's kingdom, we cannot rely on our own works.
虽然进神的国不是看我们的行为。
So even though entering God's kingdom is not based on people's own works,
但是不代表任何人都可以进。
But it doesn't mean that anyone can enter into God's kingdom.
我们必须要得到耶稣基督的赦免。
So one must receive the forgiveness from Jesus first.
才能进神的国。
And then enter into God's kingdom.
如果你要靠自己的行为进神的国。
If you want to rely on your own method to enter into God's kingdom,
那么你的结果就是好像十三节所说。
Then the end will be like what verse 13 says.
王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他吊在外面的黑暗里，在那里他必要哀哭切齿了。
Then the king told the attendants.Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
最后耶稣结束这个比喻说。
So finally, in closing, Jesus said,
因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
For many are invited, but few are chosen.
在上一个比喻里面，无论是这个父亲、这个主人或者这个王，都是非常仁慈。
So in these three parables, no matter it's the father or the master or this king, they were all exceptionally kind.
他三番四次给人悔改的智慧。
They all repeatedly gave people opportunities to repent.
的确，就好像耶稣说，被召的人多。
So indeed, it's like what Jesus said, that many are invited.
但是有多少人回应神的呼召呢？
But how many answered God's call?
圣经告诉我们，神拣选所有信耶稣的人。
So, the Bible tells us that God chooses all who believe in Jesus.
这些人都可以得到永生。
And all these people will.Receive eternal life.
只要你相信耶稣是你的救主，你就是神所拣选。
As long as you believe Jesus is your Savior, you are the chosen one by God.
你愿意在神面前真心的悔改？
Do you want to truly repent before God?
转离罪，转向神。
Turn away from sins and turn toward God.
你愿意放下自己的方法？
Do you want to set aside your own methods?
接受耶稣基督为你死在十字架上的救恩吗？
And accept this salvation through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
虽然耶稣说选上的人少。
Jesus said few are chosen.
但如果你信耶稣是你的救主，你就是其中一个选上的人。
But if you believe Jesus is your Savior, you are one of the chosen.
我们最后一同祷告。
So let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你给我们机会去听到这个福音。
Because you gave us the opportunity to hear.